here's a story from The World.
For more on President-elect Biden's approach to immigration, we turn now to Chris Ramon. He's an independent policy and research analyst. What is the status of these asylum agreements that the Trump White House signed with Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador?
The Guatemalan agreement was in place from fall 2019 into March 2020, when it was suspended due to the COVID pandemic. I believe as of December 2020, the administration is now fully implemented these agreements. But what we haven't really seen is any major reports of individuals being sent back to these countries. So that's, I think, the status is that I think the administration went ahead and said, let's just implement this before the incoming administration comes in and overturns them. But in terms of actual real impact on migrant flows, I think this is just an implementation by name only. I don't think it's really been operational, and I don't think we'll be able to see it be fully operational before President Biden overturns them.
So what has the Biden administration said so far about these agreements and what he's going to do with them?
He's going to overturn them. That's his stated purpose. He's made this very clear that those are among the policies that the Trump administration's implemented at the U.S.-Mexico border, and that's something that he wants to overturn alongside with other policies that the Trump administration has set up in place, like the migrant protection protocols, family separation policies. This is part of the suite of policies that President-elect Biden wants to overturn.
So if the Biden administration does unwind these agreements, what would happen next if, say, a large group of asylum seekers and migrants get to the U.S.-Mexico border, even within the next few weeks or months?
So the Trump administration maintained a suite of policies that it used to sort of determine how it was going to remove migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden has said he wants to completely make a clean break from the Trump administration. And so he's going to eliminate these policies. The thing is, it's a question of when he's going to eliminate those policies. And I think that's been an area of major debate within the incoming administration and also more broadly with the immigration advocacy community.
Do you see deportations continuing, though? I mean, deportation was a tool used a lot in President Obama's immigration toolbox.
President-elect Biden has stated that he's going to be issuing a moratorium on interior removals for 100 days. That's something that he's sort of been floating out there, you know, and then assessing sort of ways that the United States could approach immigration enforcement differently.
Yeah, so what policy options are there available if the Biden administration focuses on, say, the roots of why people are choosing to leave their homes, like no jobs, violence, or you mentioned hurricanes, natural disasters like hurricanes or earthquakes?
The consensus that's been done is basically providing development assistance to the three Northern Triangle countries that targets economic development, rule of law and anti-corruption practices, and sort of boosting human security for vulnerable populations such as women and girls. Those are sort of the three areas that you always focus on when addressing root causes. I think what's important to know is that studies do show that as you're improving the conditions in these countries, it's actually more likely that people will migrate because they have the means to do so. At least in the short term and over the long term, people are going to stick around. The other important thing is that studies also show that, you know, this kind of aid is good for improving the conditions, but if the jury's still out whether or not that actually deters immigration. And I think when you're looking at development aid, you need to think of it as we're just simply going to improve the conditions in these countries. I think it's going to be hard for you to say we're going to improve the conditions in these countries so people don't migrate. And I think that's where there has to be some nuance and understanding. We're going to target root causes to improve root causes. I think we need to be realistic as to whether targeting root causes will completely eliminate the push factors for immigrants. I think let's just improve these situations for the sake of improving them. And then, you know, we'll reap any additional benefits from that when it comes to migration management.
Chris Ramon is an independent policy and research analyst speaking with us from Washington. Thanks very much for being here, Chris.
Thank you.